blogtalkradio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's that D-O-double-G. This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champ.
Shit, bitches, the master and the ruler of the world.
This is Steve Blackman, Lethal Weapon.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The name does sound familiar.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
We thought it best to break it to you slowly.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Do you know how long it took to set up this project?
The Omega.
Arrogance may not be a uniquely American trait, but I must say you do it better than anyone.
Heartbreak Mike.
Come on, guys. We're all on the same team here.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Speaking modestly, I'm the best mechanical engineer in this country.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Sounds rather fun, actually.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Are you sure this thing works?
WTR Sunday Night.
We may dim half the lights in Brooklyn.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We've got a show this week.
Wait, two weeks in a row?
Yeah, like...
What?
I didn't even have it in my calendar.
And next week will be three... Nah.
No.
Yeah, but yeah,
no.
But it's a paper, so it would be a... 3 weeks in a... Wow, almost an entire month.
We're almost consistent.
Almost.
Ew.
But yeah, we've got a WWE Raw that's worth talking about only for one segment and forget everything else that happened.
Welcome back to 1990.
And a preview for a pay-per-view. So let's get on with it. I am the Omega, the be-all and all of the network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row? Holy crap. Something
I
must
know.
Be... Oh, God. But yes, Heartbreak Mike here. Hopefully you guys enjoy tonight. Yeah, we got a couple things to talk about. Some big things and some short things.
We'll see. Daniel Bryan crack?
Maybe not. But yes, Hell in a Cell. Good lineup, but we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the one who, despite showing up late... is the one in charge for some reason, the one and only Tim Stein.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't you realize that the one who is in charge is entitled to show up whenever the hell he feels like it, because at least he does his homework.
But he really didn't do his homework. He's stealing off of someone else's paper.
Anyway. Shut up, you. If I want your opinion, I'll
tattletale.
Give it to you. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a Hell in a Cell preview edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com, streaming simulcast simultaneously on TuneIn, 100% free downloaded to your mobile device. Listen to us on the go once you search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You know, you can also download the Twitch app and listen to us there, too. It's free! Free!
And there's that as well.
Because you can interact with the chat room there for free.
And it doesn't cost anything either.
Free!
So hello to everybody around the world
free.
And on the entire planet as well. Oh my God.
Free.
Talk about... Okay, who did that? Who did that?
Yeah, Trey, if you're listening, just sue us. Seriously.
Rock, you've got that clip someplace, don't you?
I don't think so.
You're kidding, you don't? Wow, I think I probably do somewhere.
You probably do.
Yeah.
And there was more of an extended free.
Yeah.
Free.
Freaky.
Footballs.
Oh, hey, yeah, football started.
Footballs!
And I actually watched a hockey game today, NHL level.
It's hockey too game. Early for hockey.
The Calgary Flames took on the Edmonton Oilers at the Scotiabank Saddledome here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, defeating the Edmonton Oilers by a final score of 7-3. Now, what makes this different than the regular NHL season? It was the prospects game. It was all of the kids who want to be on the main team playing against each other.
No one. It's not hockey season yet.
And that's all I'm going to talk about right now, but maybe later I'll talk more on something else. Holy deja vu, Batman. Does it feel like 1998?
Feels like end of an era.
The rebirth of the end of the end of an era, the sequel.
Because they're still arguing over the same things.
It wasn't very much different, was it? Except for we haven't had Sean tell Hunter, don't do it. He'll kill you. He'll destroy you. Don't do it. Trying to talk Hunter out of it. What are we talking about? Last Monday night, Shawn Michaels showed up on Raw. Cut a brilliant little promo, which is, you know, something Shawn Michaels does. But he was interrupted by a gong, and another gong, and another gong. And then the, what was that, Death March sounding music.
You mean Undertaker's music?
Undertaker's theme.
12-minute entrance.
Yeah, it's a funeral dirge.
Yes. The Undertaker stylized funeral dirge. Now, it didn't really yeah.
Keep going.
That's the one. It didn't really feel like I was expecting it to feel. I was expecting it to feel...
Really?
I was expecting it to feel tired, old, forced. Okay, a couple of Hall of Famers, well, one in, one about to be in. Just a rehash type thing, but it kind of felt a little electric, Omega.
It kind of demonstrates just what this generation is lacking. These two were just so much more on point promo-wise than anyone else on the roster right now. And, dear God, the shade at Ric Flair.
Just a touch, hey?
A touch! Damn near caused an eclipse with that.
This was the best Undertaker promo he's cut in 10 years.
That would take you all the way back to 2008. What happened in 2008?
I don't know. Stuff. Maybe not even 2008. Maybe 2012. But 6 years, 10 years, whatever it's been. The end of the era. It's been a long time.
Is it 15 years?
No, it's been 8 years. It's about 7,
yeah,
8 years.
There you go.
Yes. WrestleMania 28, whatever it was. It's been a long time since he's actually cut a promo that wasn't stock standard Undertaker promo.
And you could tell that wasn't written for him.
It probably was, but they actually put effort into it.
It was entertaining. It was enjoyable. It has me wanting to see the match, that one promo. Mike?
I don't want to see the match.
Why, heartbreak, Mike?
I know. Taker's too old. No, they're both too old.
They're old. But it's Sean. It's Sean.
It is Sean.
It's Sean.
It is Sean. But
the heartbreak kid, Mike.
Does the heartbreak kid want to go back on his will? Ric Flair did it. Does the heartbreak kid want to go back on his word? He's got the itch. Don't get it wrong. He's got the itch. And Undertaker's is like, hey, you know you want to fight me. Yeah, come on. One more match. One more match. I don't care about your hair. One more match. One more match. But, you know, I mean, if it happens, it happens. 10 years? Yeah.
8 years.
8 years? Okay.
Yeah.
Eight years.
By the way, you mentioned hair. It's amusing that The Undertaker has the most hair out of them all now.
Exactly.
Back then, they had long hair.
They both had long hair. Now,
and he had the faux hawk.
Now it's kind of reversed now. Yeah. So it did definitely wet the whistle for a potential one more match. Definitely would wind up being between Sean and Taker. Sean is like, hey, I honored it, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I lived up to it. That's what it did. and Taker just like turning that around on him the way that he did. Is this just a tease to play with the fans' emotions, or do you see the potential of one last match between these two, and this was basically them just testing the waters, Omega? I know. You get the hard question.
In my gut, I know what this is for.
Yeah.
This is for another fucking show in Saudi Arabia, because the guys who pay WWE money out of there pay ridiculous amounts and have no idea who the current stars are.
Yep.
Which is absolutely true. It's like they were asking, like, they went over to Saudi Arabia the first time and, you know, everyone there was going, can we, they were asking for dead people. Let's put it that way.
But they got a dead man. Hey.
It's setting that up. I don't want it. I don't. They put on two match of the year candidates, two match of the year winners, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
We don't need a third. No, scratch that. Don't need a fourth. Let's just throw their Hell in the Cell match in there too while we're at it.
And their Keska match. So that's...
Yeah. Like, I've seen this match. If we're going to get one more match out of HBK, I want it with someone he's never faced before. I want an interesting match.
I am in complete agreement with you. I'd like to see him wrestle Kurt or even better, AJ. However, because of him living up to the retirement match, you know, the stipulation, just as a result of that, it kind of sort of has to be against Undertaker, and the most logical place would be Saudi. Unfortunately, this looks like where it might be headed if it comes to fruition. But if they do have that one more match, is it possible that Sean might want to have at least one more match after that?
Or is Saudi the setup for a big singles match?
Saudi is a setup for a big singles
you
match.
You do some sort of tag match in Saudi.
And well, see, if they're gonna go with something like that, then you might as well just put Taker and HBK in separate matches and have two matches out of the two.
Brother of Destruction versus DX.
Well, one Brother of Destruction can't fly to Saudi Arabia. He's a little busy. He's busy being a mayor. Same.
He's running a town.
Can only do it in America. You know, I can't go to Saudi Arabia, but just visiting.
What if you team Sean and Taker up in Saudi?
No. Omega's right. No.
Why not?
You don't. If you have them both in the same match, they have to be against each other. Anything else, anything short of that, is going to be a massive disappointment. You either have a one-on-one, which we've all seen already, or you put them in separate matches and get two dream matches we haven't had before.
Jesus, teacher versus student, Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan. Oh,
Shawn versus Daniel, or like you got AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan, and then you got Taker and Shawn. Any match, like
take my money. Hell, Dolph Ziggler versus Shawn.
No.
No, he was around for that. We've seen those. No.
I don't want to see the cake versus the stupid cake. No.
My head was thinking Undertaker and Joe.
Ooh, Taker Joe.
Dear God. Taker versus Finn.
Only Demon Finn.
That would work, actually, if it was the dead man versus the demon.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for a certain call up. And I want to, and yeah.
Well, he needs to recover first.
I know. But think about it. That would be a good match.
Well, let me just interject something here. Kurt Angle is off TV right now. The whole thing about him being temporarily put on hiatus on Raw, of course, it's all storyline. Word is he's coming back for a big match.
Yeah.
Who the hell is he going to face, and what is this big match? And when might it be?
I don't know. Do we think it's another Saudi Arabia match, or are they setting something up for like a Survivor Series?
Yeah, there it is. Nothing, absolutely nothing is known about this other than he's going to be coming back. When he comes back, he's going to be having a big match. Nobody knows when it's going to be or anything like that. No word of a potential opponent. Would that fit into Saudi Arabia if it was Kurt?
That depends on the match. I mean, of course.
instead of Sean Triple H or Sean Taker, Kurt Taker.
And they barely had a match, too.
Kurt's training for a comeback.
Yep.
Hmm.
That's why I wanted to throw that out there as a potential. Just in case Sean actually doesn't want to come back or doesn't come back.
My heart of hearts wants Kurt Bryan because both of them want the match.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, that's money right there.
Just give me Daniel and Kurt.
It could happen.
See, that's the kind of thing you do book for one like Saudi Arabia since they're opposite brands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But just for shits and giggles, Sean comes out of retirement for that one match against Taker and Saudi. And I know that you don't want to see it because it might ruin the legacy of the final two matches, WrestleMania matches Sean had with Taker. But pretend it's not us talking about this and it's just the casual person who knows the older crew and not the newer crew. That being one match, main big match on the card, would Daniel Bryan Kurt Angle be another, like the other big match on that card to sell the card?
It's hard. Hmm. It's hard to get a gauge on a match on a market like that because I have no idea. I have no idea how Saudi Arabia is with WWE characters.
No. It's kind of difficult. I guess we'll just have to see how it plays out, see if anything happens tomorrow night to further this. Of course, the whole thing is meant to set up the Australia match against Triple H, Taker versus Trips. So, but I'm doubtful we're going to get another Shawn Michaels match in our lifetime or his even. Just putting that out there for you.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say whether they're just kind of just rattling his cage intentionally just to kind of put some heat in the promo or if there was actually some implication there.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Now, you brought it up earlier. The Saudis are known to pay stupid money for shit they want. And if this is something they want, the money will have to be exceedingly stupid for Sean to say yes, I think.
Well, from all reports, last time, the money was exceedingly stupid.
And it could be exceedingly or stupider or something like that. Anyway, yeah. Time will tell. We'll see what happens with that one. But moving on. Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Before you get started, Rock has something to play.
Time now for Heartbreak Mike's WTF moment of the week.
This young man definitely has attention deficit disorder.
The biggest head scratcher in his opinion that we saw on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, or other wrestling show.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Who did what this week that made you go, what, the fur?
Oh, behave. Yeah.
Heartbreak Mike's What the Fuck Moment of the Week. Do you like your intro?
They will never find your body.
What's wrong with the intro? You don't like that?
I lost my train of thought.
Well, find it.
All right. So, as many as you all know, that... oh, dear God. All right, I'm back. All right, and we're back. So, for those of you who have known... There has been a tag team who was very dominant in NXT. Well, most of them before they get the call up. But one team in particular, AOP, the Authors of Pain, they debuted beating the snot out of people in NXT. And they had the greatest leader, WWE Hall of Famer Paul Ellering. For those of you who do not know who Paul Ellering is, he is actually the manager of the Legion of Doom, the most successful tag team in WWE history, who's held, want to say almost every tag team championship in promotions. I want to say that, but mainstream tag team championships. And when they got the call up, they were like, nah, we don't need you. What? And then if you saw Monday Night Raw, apparently they were short a man. No pun intended. Drake Maverick has quote unquote aligned himself with AOP. What? I'm looking at it now and it's like, It's like two hounds are about to like pull the person in charge of the reins. And it's like, I'm scratching my head because of it. Cause it's like, am I really playing a universe mode of WWE right now? This is ridiculous. I don't get it. It's like, you had a Hall of Famer, granted, maybe, you know, something came up and he probably couldn't do it. Understandable. But Drake Maverick out of anybody. Get it to Jim Cornette. But anybody. Jeff Jarrett. But Maverick? So what? He gets angry, nothing goes his way, so he's gonna send him to 205 Live? Yeah. Okay. WTF WWE. What the fuck? How do you guys feel about it? It's like Looney Tunes. If you guys are watching Looney Tunes, it's like the short little mob guy with the cigarette, and then the two thugs. Thugs and Rocky. That's how I see it. It's like shut up, shut up, and it, what?
Okay, I don't know how many people are going to get that shut up.
Nobody's going to get it. Nobody's going to get it because they're probably...
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
I don't want to shut up. When I'm told shut up, I shut up. Shut up, shutting up.
It's like...
Sam remembers Muggsy.
Yeah. It's like Frieza. And it's okay. Like Zarbon and Doria. I'm sorry. And that's what I see. It's like...
We're going to just keep throwing cartoon references until everybody in the audience is on the same page.
Yes, there you go. It's like, that's just how I feel. Like, he should not be the guy. Unless WWE is about to be like, surprise! Yeah. The only way that they can surprise us unless they're both Paul Heyman guys. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, what is Paul Ellering doing now?
What is Paul Ellering doing now? Hey, Google, what's Paul Ellering doing now?
Probably enjoying NXT money and...
Enjoying retirement.
Maybe he's on hiatus and will debut a new tag team in NXT in the coming weeks or months. That's never happened before.
Nah.
But it would have been nice to see Paul Ellering with AOP on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand why is that Paul probably does not want to travel that much.
Mm-hmm.
Which is understandable, disappointing for us fans, but, you know, you gotta not be so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Really, no matter how hard it is.
Selfish.
It's selfish of us to demand that he travel so much
yes.
every week.
Yes.
Granted. I mean, the only thing that he could probably, like, I guess the only thing he can do WWE-wise is if he's helping his daughter get trained. But, yeah, about that. No. For those of you who do not know his daughter is Rachel Evers. If you guys don't know who that is, take a look. Yeah, might want to look at it. She's in NXT and all that stuff. And she's Chris Hero's girl.
Cool.
Anyway, back to you guys.
All right, so there it is, Mike's weekly WTF moment of the week. And he might just have one next weekend.
Might.
Like, I could go for Drake Maverick as their manager if he didn't try to dress like them. That was dumb.
It's like, oh my gosh, let's get in the spirit. Nah, I'm cool.
Here, we found this old thing we made for Hornswoggle.
Literally.
I want to see him coming out with a green bowler on his head.
Please, God, no.
No, it should be like a green beret. He should look like he's in command.
Red Ribbon Army. Sorry.
He can wear the military vest, but no camel fatigues.
Tactical.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We'll see.
All right.
You know, two out of three ain't bad.
Okay, so, yeah, there you go. Up next, everybody, are the WWE power rankings for this past week. And, hey, Rock, are you there? Rock, are you there? Rock's not there. Weird. Okay, fine. So, top five this week is Braun and the Gang. They got to come up with a name. Number two is Shawn Michaels with The Undertaker. Number three, Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. In number four, AJ Styles rounding out the top five, Samoa Joe. Mike, that list, Braun and the gang. What makes them number one?
Why? Because they're tag team champions?
Laying out the Shield?
Yeah, and laying out the Shield. Well. I mean, yeah. I'm not sold on it, but we'll see how this goes. We'll just see what it does.
Okay. Well, this is like this week in a row, somebody has put Braun at number one, so we'll see if that changes next week. At number two, Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker for their promo, basically for being Shawn and The Undertaker, Omega.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what I would expect. If we're being strict to like a power ranking thing, then I would probably put Shawn on his own.
Okay.
Taker was great, but Shawn had two different levels to go to.
Yeah,
this
and he nailed them both.
Mm-hmm. So you could have put Shawn at number two, Shawn and Taker at number three, then, hey?
Yeah.
Hey. That might could have worked, sure. Okay. Coming in at number three, Mike, Daniel Bryan, and Brie Bella for SmackDown's domination.
I'm with it. Yeah. No, it was, at least it was better than how she was on Raw, but hey, she had better guidance.
Yeah, well, guidance was also a problem for her on Raw, yes.
Yeah, bad direction.
Yeah, down.
Yep. There you go, when you're at the bottom, there's only one way.
Yeah. Up.
Yeah, okay, and of course AJ Styles in number four, Omega, because AJ.
I would have Joe higher. I mean,
I mean
he's been nailing it lately as the heel.
Absolutely fantastic heel. I'm not going to disagree with you on this one. Just so you know, the reason why I called producers because producer submitted the power rankings for this week. I did for last week, and so somebody's going to get called on for next week. But in fifth place is Samoa Joe, Mike.
Well, I'd say it's tied between Joe and AJ.
Okay.
But because that segment alone was just, that was good.
Okay. And well, I'll wait. Don't mean to interrupt. You were done. Go ahead. Continue.
And it was like you felt it. You felt that like Samoa Joe was coming for his family, was coming for AJ's family, you know? I mean, granted, you know, you put all the promo together and then behind it, I'm your poppy, but we're not going to go there.
I think we all went there, those of us who remember that.
And I just,
thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie. And so, and then you see AJ just coming out and it's like, you know what? Oh, thank God for being black. Nigga, I had enough. And you gonna get this work. And he got that work. And just to see like those two are best friends, but best friends make the best rivals.
Best and friends so, make better enemies.
Yes. And you see it right there on SmackDown, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are this past week's top five. We have had a couple of issues with the placing, but overall, would you say that those five that we did name deserve to be in the top five, maybe in different order?
Yes, they all deserve to be in top five. I mean, there's no placement right now. Like this is correct at where they're placed.
Okay, perfect. Omega.
I would. Honestly, at least for this week, like, I wouldn't mind leaving AJ off the list, just to give a small nod to R-Truth.
Okay.
Cause good job actually being in the SmackDown main event.
Mm-hmm.
Actually having some very weird payoff with this whole Carmella thing that has actually been entertaining.
Okay, so we will at the very least give, RJ. I don't know where that came from, but okay. We'll give him honorable mention at the very least. How's that? Will that work?
All right. Yeah. Fair deal.
That's a fair deal. Sure. All right. So that's WWE Power Rankings for week two. Hey, everybody, don't forget next Sunday night, Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. And, of course, we've got the post-show review immediately following the pay-per-view, which means right on the other side of this break, we've got the preview and the pick'em for Hell in a Cell. Get ready to play. Don't you dare miss it. We'll be back right after this.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me.
Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Extreme dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open.
What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming. No one's turning. And I gotta go.
I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it?
Alright, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy.
Oh no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking
about to get plowed by fucking 3 18 wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler.
Fuck me, man, I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Thursday night, be part of the experience known as The Rack. Join us as we give you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with the latest news in WWE and TNA. Plus interviews with the biggest names in pro wrestling.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite knockout, Tara.
I'm Santino Marella.
What's up, this is WWE Superstar The Miz.
Tune into The Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern on WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
And it is awesome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Oh! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh, my God!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Tell us what to do.
Yeah.
You think you could tell us what to win?
Yeah.
You think you better?
Yeah.
Well, you better get ready to bow to the master.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network. I've got two words for you. Suck it!
Putting four back to a stop, beat my mind. I keep it rocking that bottom line. Suck it, two tears in the bucket. This is not another story. This is not another drill. I refuse to be another number now. Never staying down. This is something real. I'm a name that you'll remember.
Yeah, welcome back. WTR Sunday Night. Russell Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us along for the smooth ride. Music till midnight, commercial free. Wait, no.
We just came back from commercial.
That's right. All right. Five in a row, music-free commercial cruise right here on WTR. See what I did there? All right. Hell in a Cell. We're going to preview and we're going to pick them. You're going to pick them with us. The whole deal here is you get a chance to play along. And you could submit your picks, ideally, on Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. If you feel like tweeting them to us, you can do that too, at WTR Sunday Night, at Wild Talk Radio. You can even tweet them to me, at Flames Forms. You want to email? Email's an option, media@wildtalkradio.com. Those are your pick 'em choices, right? Getting into it here, guys. Hell in a Cell. The preview, you guys expecting a good pay-per-view, or do you figure it's going to be, meh, whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we've got solid matches.
They do. It looks good on paper.
There are definitely a few matches that look like they're definitely going to be worth watching. First off, topping off the card, Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella taking on The Miz and Maurice Omega.
The feud continues. I'm happy to see it. As long as Brie doesn't try to dive.
Stop it. Stop it right now. You already know what's going to happen. You already know.
No, they're going to dive at the same time. And Bryan's going to fly straight into The Miz, and Brie's going to give herself a tombstone.
She'll give herself a tombstone.
God. We'll see how this goes.
There you go. Okay. And who are you picking?
The hospital.
WWE 50-50 booking. Let's say Bryan.
Oh,
the
right.
Bryans, as it were.
The Bryans, yeah. Brie Bella just riding on his coattails. There you go. All right, Mike.
Where is Hell in a Cell going to be again?
In the squared circle.
Oh, God, you know what I mean.
I can't remember where it's being held. Hey, producer.
Give me a second.
Is there a football game on? Is he watching the NFL?
Yes, he is. It is in... Oh, San Antonio. That's hilarious.
Oh, who else is in San Antonio?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Who's going to win? San Antonio Regional Hospital once Bella decides to do a diet. No. Crap. I gotta go with Omega 50-50 WWE booking. I gotta go with the Bryans. Or, yeah, the Danielsons.
The Danielsons. All right. Well, I'm gonna, I'm picking the Miz and Maurice. And the reason why I'm doing that has a little bit to do with what Omega said, 50-50 WWE booking.
Fine.
But the random thing picker is picking the Miz and Maurice. I'm trying to figure out what that noise is.
Me.
Well, cut it out. You're noisy. But moving on, Mike, it's the Raw Women's Champion, the rematch, Ronda Rousey taking on Alexa Bliss.
I honestly, they're going to give it to Ronda. They're going to keep it on Ronda. So Ronda Rousey wins.
All right, Omega.
Yeah, there's no way with Evolution coming up that they're going to put that belt back on Alexa in time for a match with Trish. That match doesn't need any more hype than it already has.
Yeah, it's not something that they'll ever do there. But the last match these two had was labeled it a squash because pretty much that's what it was. Ronda dominated. Is Alexa going to be booked to at least have a little bit of offense in this one, Omega?
I think they have to. They have to show that there's a little bit of fight in her and that, you know, Ronda has to have some kind of struggle, and Alexa has to have some kind of credibility going in against Trish.
Okay. Any interference from outside?
Well, yeah, probably.
Okay, fair enough.
Alexa, Mickey, it's or Alicia.
I would think it was.
It's got a lot of friends now.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Mike?
They got to build it up for Evolution, so I feel like an interference is going to happen.
Okay. We're going to have longer than a 5-minute match this time around, and Alexa's going to make Ronda look great like she did last match. Ronda is actually going to be improved enough to make Alexa look good. Of course, Ronda doesn't need to because Alexa will be able to make them both look all right in Ronda's victory. Yes, I picked Ronda Rousey. And the random thing picker is picking Ronda Rousey. Now for the first Hell in a Cell match of the night, we've got Jeff Hardy taking on Randy Orton, Mike.
Oh yeah, that is a thing. Jeff Hardy, his last hurrah.
Okay. Omega.
Last hurrah is a little bit extreme.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
I would give it to Orton.
Okay, Orton it is. I'm picking Randy Orton, and so is Random Thing Picker. If it wasn't Jeff Hardy, this Hell in a Cell for me would have no interest.
I'm not even sure why it's in the cell.
Because they have to have two on the card. One for Raw, one for SmackDown. That's my guess. That's what I'm thinking. So, I don't know. But the next match is, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. It's the New Day taking on somebody to be determined. It could be Rusev Day or The Bar, Omega.
They've got something with the New Day. I don't think I would take that away from just yet. You know, much as I would like to see it with Rusev and Aiden.
Okay, so you're hoping it's Rusev and Aiden that they're facing.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. Mike!
Likewise.
Same thing, same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. I'm with you guys. So this one is unanimous for the three actual living beings. The artificial intelligence, however, is picking the team to be determined. So there's that one. And then we've got, of course, the women's championship from SmackDown, Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. Now, see, here, we've got Jeff and Randy in Hell in a Cell. We don't have a women's match, Hell in a Cell. Why couldn't they make this match, Hell in a Cell, Omega?
Damn fine question. No idea.
There you go.
This absolutely could have been.
Absolutely. So who are you picking to win?
For me, God, I wish it was Becky, but I think it's going to be Charlotte.
Which actually helps to further the feud, I think.
It helps further the feud. It's better set up for Evolution.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, same questions and stuff.
I don't know. You know, it's she's come a long, Becky's come a really long way. And the only thing that's really persuading me stuff is because of WWE booking. And that right there is like the biggest factor, because Becky can take it. But because Charlotte has that last name, yeah. I'm gonna go with Charlotte.
Let's be fair. Charlotte is exceptionally talented.
She is. You know, she's like her daddy. She's like her father. Well, never mind. But, yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah, no, right. Charlotte, okay, I'm doing this from a booker standpoint. I want to turn Becky Lynch heel. The fans are supremely against my wishes and supporting the shit out of Becky. Doing this not to be vindictive, but I could see about three or four different branches this could follow down to with Charlotte winning. So I'm picking Charlotte. And so is the random thing picker picking Charlotte. Now we come to, a match. I know that, Omega, you're going to love watching this one. It's the WWE Championship match, AJ Styles taking on Samoa Joe. And go!
Where's the cell? Where the hell is the cell now?
Where is it? We're not getting it. The match that needs to have the cell, it's not happening. Okay.
Apparently, no.
Here we go. I'm sorry. The only match that needs to have a cell.
No. Jeff's getting up there. They have to put him inside of a cage just to keep him from reaching anything high.
I guess. Well, then again, now that I think about it, because those two can go like, well, no. WWE's not going to let them go the way that they want to go, because I think we've seen their we've seen what they can do, you know, beyond WWE.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I really want Joe to win. I really do. AJ at some point has to face a challenger that's actually going to threaten that championship. Someone's got to finally take it away, and he's had that belt so long now.
How long has he had it for now?
Just over 300 days.
Almost a year. And when WWE, let's say, title holder hold the belt, we're looking around, on average, between 300 and 400 days, aren't we?
I don't know. I feel like with the climate on SmackDown right now, I want to say Joe wins, just because I don't know any other credible heel on there, unless you build up Orton. We've seen Orton and AJ before.
Yeah, I'm not into seeing Randy Orton fight for the title anytime soon.
Yeah,
nothing against Randy Orton. I just been there, done that, ad infinitum, right? So,
and Joe's being such a better heel right now.
This is true. He's doing a damn fine jobs, huh? So pick him.
I did, Joe.
There you go, Mike.
AJ.
That was short and sweet and to the point. No build-up, no additives, no anything else?
Points.
That's the only reason.
And there's something coming up with its face on the cover.
Gee, I wonder what that might be. I am really liking where you were going with all of this, Omega, in this match.
Mm-hmm.
I am liking that you think this would have been a great SmackDown match for Hell in a Cell. I'm liking very much Joe's work on SmackDown as of late. This whole program between him and AJ.
Joe's a good worker all around.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying like this program that they've currently got going on SmackDown is fantastic. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can have a great worker and a shitty worker, and it could suck. But you got two fantastic guys. You know, it's like this is the TNA title. This is whenever these two guys got together, these were the matches that I watched TNA pay per views for when they were there, way back in the old days. I'm picking Joe. I'm picking Joe to finally grab that strap off him. But random thing picker is picking AJ Styles. And then guys, we're getting into it. Here it is. The event that's selling this card, the match that everybody wants to see, the match that nobody's going to be able to get enough of. That's right. It's the WWE Universal Championship title match, Hell in a Cell. Roman Reigns defending against Braun Strowman. Mike!
It sucks because WWE is about to screw Braun Strowman. Because he's cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase. And it's not like, oh, hey, that was just a regular match. This ain't for the briefcase. Ring the bell. That's not how it's going to go, which is pissing me off. So they're going to give it to Roman.
Because I kind of know what exactly they're booking, sort of. I'm picking Roman as well. Omega.
Like they're done making money off the Shield. Roman.
There you go. All right. Random Think Picker just picked Braun Strowman. So, Random Think Picker, I think this is one time we're all hoping you got this one right.
Mark.
You calling Random Think Picker a Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sell out.
Artificial Mark. There you go. That's what we got so far. Of course, as always, card subject to change. In addition, more matches could be added. Okay? It's potential. It's possible. You never know. We might have one or two, on there. Don't forget, we want you to play pick 'em along with us. I don't know if anybody has gone and thrown their picks into the chat, because I haven't been paying attention to it while we're doing this, because, well, you know, I had to make sure that the random think picker was picking things randomly. Anyway, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night, or at Wild Talk Radio, or at Flames Forums with your picks. If you want to email them, media@wildtalkradio.com. Play along for shits and giggles. You guys have until, correct me if I'm wrong, producer, midday Sunday Eastern Time to get your final picks in. And he's not saying anything one way or the other. So, yeah, midday Sunday to get your picks in.
You said correct you if you're wrong. I didn't correct you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, smartass. There you go. Midday Sunday, yeah, and of course you can put in your picks tomorrow and change your mind on Tuesday and put in new picks on Wednesday. It doesn't matter. It's your final selections have to be in midday Sunday at the latest. Okay. That being said, I think it's time for the all time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Keep up to date at WrestleTalkRadio.com. JBL, Ted DiBiase, Omega.
Do I have to?
Yes.
It's the same guy. This is literally the exact same gimmick, except JBL did a really shitty and occasionally racist version of it.
What happened? One had class.
Yeah. And the other one was JBL, so DiBiase.
Mike?
Shut up. Talk about JBL like that. He's cool. At least he won the main championship.
It's not all-time greatest champion. It's all-time greatest heel.
Shut up. Ted DiBiase.
Quit your moaning and your sulking, Mike. Jesus.
Tim?
Yeah, it's JBL who's not winning because he was a cheap dollar store knockoff of Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase.
The Iron Sheik, Kurt Angle, Mike.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Iron Sheik.
Why?
He would, cause, alright, Kurt Angle was a goofy heel. You couldn't take him seriously at some points. The only time that he ever got serious in a heel was when he tried to abduct, Charmel. And do we really want to count the Main Event Mafia? No. I don't. Iron Sheik.
Omega.
See, the foreign heel thing was well established by the time Iron Sheik was around. He owned it. He reinvented it, but it's still an easy card to play, especially because it was timely. I feel like Kurt had the uphill battle when it came to being a heel because he is an Olympian. He's doing the All-American gimmick, and at that time, every good guy, if you're a good guy, you did the All-American gimmick. You know, Hulk Hogan was All-American. Lex Luger's All-American. Like, the American guys.
Jack Swagger.
That came later. We're not talking about him.
Apparently nobody else is anymore either. Bloop.
He's Jake Strong now.
But aside from Kurt being a versatile heel, because he can be a really goofy and really entertaining heel, or he can be creepy and intimidating. He had to work the American gimmick as a bad guy, which is the first time we had seen that. Which is a harder thing to spin because you're going against the natural order of things in the WWE, in pro wrestling in general. This might be the only matchup where I would have gone against the Iron Sheik, but I will say Kurt Angle.
Tim.
Two different eras, two different types of heels. Your Olympic hero. I still remember vividly his first match. The entire thing was a bit of a dud crowd-wise until mid-match, Kurt broke out of the ring, grabbed the microphone, and gave the crowd shit because they weren't treating an Olympic hero the way he should have. And it was right at that point where I knew that they were 50-50 on whether or not they were going to bring him in as a hero or a heel. Kurt Omega, Kurt, not Kurt Omega.
Kurt Omega.
No, not Kurt Omega. Apparently I said Kurt Omega.
No.
My name's TJ, you senile bastard.
No, I was asking Omega a question just to clarify.
Oh, okay. So Omega, did you say Kurt?
Oh, yes, I said Kurt.
Okay, I read that wrong and it was still even, that made it even funnier.
Okay.
And yes, I know you are the only TJ Omega. You're not the only TJ I know, but yeah. So, Kurt Angle, it was 50-50. They didn't know if they wanted him to be a heel or a babyface. They gave him two different things to do, mid-match, and just because of the crowd reaction, he immediately, in 3 seconds, had that crowd booing the shit out of him. It was fantastic. And throughout his entire run as a heel, he was a really good heel. But again, like I said, different eras. You're saying that the foreign bad guy, the foreign heel is well established. Well, that, you know, that happened like way back even before modern, even before the 80s, even before the 70s. That was like something from the 40s when professional wrestling actually, started growing. He was right in the middle of the mix and it was a time where it was more socially acceptable, less politically incorrect and problematical to look at the Iron Sheik's air quotes origins and be very anti that part of humanity. I'm trying to be as politically correct as possible, which is really weird because I am not politically correct, but I'm trying not to offend anybody. But back then it was okay to make fun of Arabs and Muslims. Nowadays, it's like, no, that's a big-ass no-no. they played up a whole lot more of the racial thing back then. And by virtue of the times, the era, the attitude of humanity back then, I gotta give it to the Iron Sheik.
So he moves on. Roddy Piper, Shawn Michaels.
Ooh.
Tim.
Fuck, you had to pick me.
Well, I went to a mag at the mic. So.
Yeah, I know it's my turn. Oh, fuck. Man, you look at this, and I want to pick them both and just call it a draw. Fuck.
Oh.
Shawn was so good as a... He had me literally, like, actually hating his guts. Like, you would not believe. I enjoyed Roddy Piper as a heel because he was an entertaining SOB. And again, slightly different eras. The transition hadn't quite happened. He racially insulted Jimmy the Fly Snuka. He racially insulted Bad News Brown. And that got so heated. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you guys some actual gospel here. In the locker room, that generated so much heat and bad blood between Bad News Brown and Roddy Piper. What happened? You remember when he did the half white, half black face paint?
Yeah.
Roddy was just evil when he was a heel. Shawn was mean, but Roddy had that streak, that certain evilness to him. I gotta give it to Roddy by a nose hair.
Omega.
I'm kind of in the same mindset. Aside from, I remember Shawn better as a face than a heel. And Shawn does make a good, good, cocky, arrogant heel. Yeah, it's just, no, it's just, I have to go with the pure evil that was Roddy Piper on his, when he was on point with his heel game, and he was always on point with his heel game.
Did anybody have a more maniacal laugh than him?
DiBiase?
Aside from Ted.
Alright. Mike, clean sweep.
Shawn Michaels, cocky, arrogant, of course. No one remembered him as heel. Favorite heel moment of Shawn Michaels, 2005, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. He fooled every person in that arena. That, to me, was the greatest heel moment of Shawn Michaels. However, you cannot beat... Yeah, you can't be pure evil. The bastard himself, may he rest in peace. Roddy Piper.
Okay, so it's a clean sweep on that one. I'm piping up, pardon the pun, I'm piping up right now, with what you said about, Survivor Series 97, Mike, in Montreal.
No! That's not what I was talking about.
Oh, what were you talking about?
2005, Shawn Michaels, it was supposed to be Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan. He did a promo in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For those of you who do not remember that, my favorite.
Or are you talking about the time they played Bret Central music? He shut up and caught him? Okay. No, that's not evil. That's still being an arrogant little prick. Okay.
All right. Jeff Jarrett, Ric Flair, Omega.
Crap.
Ric Flair.
No explanation.
Do I need one? It's Ric Flair.
Mike!
Slap nuts! No, I'm just kidding, Ric Flair.
Tim!
The dirtiest player in the game taking on who? Slap nuts? Are you kidding? Don't piss me off. I can't sing, so I'll lip sync to my roadie. Please. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. And Jeff Jarrett, you never have.
That's the all-time greatest.
Oh my God, the show's over. Well, almost. We still have to do our plug, so why don't we plug? Hey, you heard us talking about it. Next week, it's Hell in a Cell. We'll be on immediately afterwards to review the pay-per-view. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, Raw Post Show.
Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, yeah, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have our Hell in a Cell preview, our NXT takeover, NXT rundown, our SmackDown throwdown, our May Young Classic catch up, and all the news you can handle is Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. You can also check out the Rack Extra reviews Creating the Mania. The review, book review, is now available at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. And coming soon, the Rack Extra Review is Total Divas.
Oh, yeah, brother. And, of course, Saturday night, midnight Eastern, or as close as they can get to it, another edition of your favorite board game, Jumanji, also known as SCP Radio.
We will be talking all things football, because it's expert NFL picks. We're going to have the great debate, I believe, on Pirates. Who is the greatest Pirate of all time? Tune in to CB Radio Saturday night, midnight is. We're live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
And, of course, next Sunday night, immediately following the pay-per-view, we'll be back. Follow me on the Twitter machines. Follow my new account, at Voice Insanity. Politically incorrect, uncensored, guaranteed to piss somebody off and entertain everybody else in the process. A little bit more politically correct, talking about professional wrestling and the NHL. Follow me at Flames Forums. So you got two Twitters that you can follow me at.
Yay! At Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter, at WTR Sunday Night on the Twitter, at WTR Sunday on the Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Omega.
Oh, my turn.
Your turn.
So, yeah, if you want to follow me and find everything I do, you can generally find it under one name, unless you want to check me out on Facebook, in which case, look for TJ Reviews everywhere else. Find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with tons and tons and tons of content. And for the stuff YouTube is not a fan of, there is always TJOmega.net.
Mike.
And for those of you, you know, you can hit me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. This week, I'm actually doing a thing. It is my journey returning to the ring, because I return to the ring next Sunday. So I'm actually going to be talking there. So, yeah, you'll see my journey, my progress, and everything else. So, yeah, and hit me up on the Facebook page. I'm doing a thing. Dragon Honor Wrestling. Back to you.
Tim!
I do believe that wraps up the show this evening. And, yeah, just to put it out, somebody in the chat room at the beginning of the program said that my Calgary Stampeders of the CFL were the CFL's version of the New England Patriots. Yeah, this is true. I said this well over a year ago, and I won't disagree with you. We're the New England Patriots of the Canadian Football League.
No, you're
not. So there, bitch.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are. Of the Canadian Football League, yeah. Anyway.
That's low standards.
What?
That's low standards.
Yeah, shut up. We do have a blood connection to the Philadelphia Eagles. So, you know, we got that going for us.
You mean the
that
Super Bowl said, champions?
Have yourselves a great week, everybody, and enjoy Hell in a Cell. Make sure you tune in immediately following and listen to us talk about it. And tell all your friends. Get this chat room full. Have a great week.
WildTalkRadio.com.